Welcome back to Regional Radio and online at MyMoInfo.com. Sean Malone now joined by the Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. We're talking with Gage Mannion. Gage, congratulations on being named Athlete of the Week. It was an impressive performance for you against Perryville. And then on Tuesday, you were revealed as the Athlete of the Week. How did it feel to receive such an honor?
Oh, you know, it's awesome. I mean, I never dreamed that, you know, this would happen whenever I was whenever I first started the season, but, you know, I guess just working hard and everything pays off.
Yeah, that hard work certainly has been paying off, and it's been a pretty good season so far for the Central Rebels. You had some big shoes to fill, though, being one of the running backs in the rotation for Central, replacing a huge rotation of senior running backs that graduated a year ago. So going into the season, did you feel like you maybe had to step up a little more than maybe other players would need to just because of the shoes you had to fill?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I knew definitely before the start of the season there's going to be some big shoes to fill, and it wasn't easy. I knew there's a lot of competition back in the backfield, which everyone that's back there with me now, it's awesome to have them, and they're great, and they're great running backs. But, yeah, definitely was a lot of some big shoes to fill at the beginning of the season.
Amongst the running backs in the backfield in that rotation, you're one of the smaller guys on the team, but you run like you're one of the biggest. I mean, you're going straight through people with the option attack and, you know, on just straight handoffs up the middle as well. Do you kind of take yourself some pride in that you're not one of the bigger guys, but you certainly run through the bigger ones?
Yeah, of course. I mean, ever since I was little, I mean, I've been running the ball. My dad's always told me, you're never going to be the biggest guy on the field, so you got to make up for it.
And
I definitely take pride in it.
You certainly make up for it with your pad level. You always do a good job of keeping your pad level low, and that's where you get a lot of your strength from, at least from my perspective, from the outside looking in. Is that something that your dad preached to you as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He always told me speed kills, and I've followed that and kept that in my mind ever since.
How big of an impact has your dad been on your athletic career so far?
Oh, definitely. He's coached me through everything. He's been my coach since I was probably 6 years old, from baseball to football and everything else. But, yeah, definitely big impact.
Who's a better athlete, you or your dad?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I've heard some stories about my dad back in the day, but he always gives me a hard time about it. He always tells me whenever – I have a good game or something, he's always telling me he would have done a lot better. But obviously, he's probably joking because I know him back in the day. But my brother gives me a lot too about it. So just kind of go along with it and everything.
Your older brother, how big of an impact has he had on you then in terms of helping you grow? Did you kind of have to feel like, you know, going back to being one of the smaller guys again, you had to step up and be a little tougher, maybe play and pick up with him?
Oh yeah, he. Whenever he was playing, I always I really looked up to him. It was always an awesome time to be able to – I was always on the sideline with them whenever they were playing, and I looked up to every one of them guys, and I just figured this would be me one day, and I got to work hard at it and get to where they're at.
You have worked hard, and it's paid off now. You're the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week for this week. And as part of that, you get a T-shirt, a certificate, and you also a $25 donation will be made in your name to a charity of your choice from Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. And you chose the Carly Huff Foundation. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I didn't really know Carly real much personally, but her dad made a huge impact on one of my buddies, he actually baptized him last baseball season, Braden Cherfus. Carly's dad did that, and I know Braden was a real big, real good friend of Carly's and their family, a good family friend, so I figured I'd go ahead and donate it towards them.
Anyone else that you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your career where you've been named the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week?
Not really anyone. Specifically, but I'd really like to think I really wouldn't be where I am right now talking on the radio, but unless it wasn't for my offensive line, I give a huge shout out to them. I love every one of them guys, and they do so much for me and the rest of the team. I just can't thank them enough.
That's a sign of a smart running back right there. Not just a tough one, but a smart one. Thanking the offensive line for his performance on a Friday night where he had over 160 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns on the game. Gage, congratulations on being named the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. Best of luck moving forward.
All right. Thank you, sir.
It's Gage Mannion joining us on Regional Radio.